I said, as sure as Jesus is mine, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heirs of life's vision, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washing his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April the 22nd, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic for today's daily devotion is, If You Missed Your Flood. The topic once again is, If You Missed Your Flood. The memory verse is taken from Psalm 92, verse 14. Psalm 92, verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Let's do it one more time. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Psalm 92, verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The Bible reading this morning is taken from Joel chapter 2, verse 27, 25 to 27. Joel 2, 25 to 27. And I'll be reading the NLT fashion. The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the swamping locust, the hopping locust, and the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you. Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God, who does this miracle for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then you will know that I am among my people Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there's no other. Never again will my people be disgraced. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is, If You Miss Your Flood. 2 days ago, I discussed the prime of a man, the time when things are at their brightest. And I said that it is possible for someone to miss his flood. What should a fellow do if he or she has missed his or her flood? If a person has not made good use of his or her flood period, is there any way out before the night fall? If God is keenly interested in such a fellow, he will assist him or her to do one or two things that will turn the situation around. Esau missed his flood when he sold his birthright. When the time came to get the generational blessing, he missed that one too. Genesis 27:34 says that he wept bitterly. Esau repented and cried to his father, saying, Can't I get just a leftover blessing? God saw that his repentance was genuine and that his request for just a little bit of blessing was a passionate cry. As God is rich in mercy, he gave him the grace to recover some of the lost grounds. After Esau left his father, he made up his mind to make the best of the little blessing he got from him and prove everybody wrong. By the time we get to Genesis 32, 3 to 7, Jacob sent some animals and gifts to some servants to tell Esau that he was coming home. Those people returned to tell Jacob that Esau was coming with 400 bodyguards to meet him. And the Bible recorded that Jacob trembled with fear. The one who got the original blessing tremble when the one who got the leftover approach him. By the time we get to Genesis 33, 1 to 9, when they finally met, Esau asked Jacob why he sent all those animals and told him that he already had enough. Esau was so blessed that he asked Jacob to keep his possession. He was indirectly saying, I might have missed my flood, but as long as I'm still breathing, I can still walk my way to the top. You might have also missed your flood, but as long as you are still breathing, it is not too late. You can walk your way to the top if you are determined to do so with God's help. Don't give up on yourself. There are people who became successful in their old age. They may be few, but you can be one of the few. What you need is an undying determination and the grace of God. Prayer point this morning. Father, I'm determined to recover the grounds I have lost. Please give me the grace to do so in Jesus' name. Let's do that prayer one more time. Father, I am determined to recover the ground that I lost. Please give me the grace to do so in Jesus' name. That's the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.